USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More violence against Capitol Police. One officer killed and one hurt yesterday. Capitol Police say a 25-year-old Indiana man rammed his car into a police barricade on Constitution Ave. Officer Billy Evans killed. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says the suspect then got out of the car carrying a knife.
He did not respond to verbal commands. The suspect did start lunging toward U.S. Capitol Police officers, at which time U.S. Capitol Police officers fired upon the suspect.
The suspect killed ID'd as Noah Green. Friends and family say Green may have had mental health issues. Social media posts show his support for the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan, but terrorism is not believed to be a motive for the attack. The injured officer is said to be in stable condition and expected to survive. President Biden says he's heartbroken by the attack. He orders flags at the White House to be lowered to half-staff through sunset Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Three people killed in a mass shooting in North Carolina. Seven people shot late last night at a house party in Wilmington. No arrest announced and no word on a motive. Strong job gains announced yesterday, but President Biden warns they could be fleeting. Over 900,000 non-farm jobs added in March, exceeding expectations. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein telling CBS News even more jobs could be added through Biden's infrastructure plan.
For example, if you think about adding 500,000 charging stations, standing up an electric vehicle sector, trying to onshore what is essentially an industry that we'd love to grab global market share in, and that's battery production, you're talking about millions of jobs.
Biden warns those job gains could be wiped out if we don't stay vigilant in our fight against the coronavirus. Meanwhile, New York City sets a single-day record Thursday with 93,000 vaccinations, and West Virginia now allowing those as young as 16 to get vaccinated. Also, a new study finds the COVID vaccine is safe for those pregnant or breastfeeding, and their babies may also be protected from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The CDC changes the guidelines regarding domestic travel during the pandemic. John Clemens reports.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can resume domestic travel.
We state that fully vaccinated people can resume travel at low risk to themselves.
Dr. Walensky defined what is the definition of being fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated is defined as 2 weeks after receiving the single dose vaccine or after 2 weeks after receiving the second dose of the two dose vaccine.
Dr. Walensky said the CDC recommends getting tested after returning from an overseas trip. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Some retired Philadelphia police officers apologizing for a fundraising email about George Floyd. The email this week from Protect Our Police PAC says former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial for a murder he did not commit. The email also refers to protesters as unhinged radical cop haters. The PAC now says the email does not reflect their values and accuses the marketing firm it hired of tactless messaging. Meanwhile, the Minneapolis police lieutenant testifying yesterday against former officer Chauvin, Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, says it was totally unnecessary for Chauvin to kneel on Floyd's neck for as long as he did. And NFL quarterback Tom Brady setting another record, this one off the field. The 7-time Super Bowl winner's autographed rookie trading card selling yesterday for $2.25 million. That tops the amount a similar Patrick Mahomes card went for last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.